Greetings, and may the grace and peace of Jesus Christ be with you. I'm the Reverend Lindsay Borden, and on behalf of the vital and voting people of the Second Presbyterian Church in the city of New York, I welcome everyone to part one of our stay-at-home worship podcast for Sunday, October 25th, featuring our scripture readings. As always, let's begin with prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, your understanding of scripture astonished and humbled all around you. Send your spirit to illumine this word, that our understanding and wisdom may be increased. Amen. Our first reading comes from the book of Leviticus, which can seem like one of the most boring books in all of scripture. But as scholar Catherine M. Schifferdecker points out, this book is more than a list of sometimes arcane rules and customs. It is a profound theological statement about life with God. The laws and rituals are grounded in the reality of who God is and who God has called us to be. You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. So let's listen for the remarkable word of God from Leviticus chapter 19, verses 1 through 2, and then 15 through 18. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to all the congregation of the people of Israel and say to them, you shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. You shall not render an unjust judgment. You shall not be partial to the poor or defer to the great. With justice, you shall judge your neighbor. You shall not go around as a slanderer among your people, and you shall not profit by the blood of your neighbor. I am the Lord. You shall not hate in your heart anyone of your kin. You shall reprove your neighbor, or you will incur guilt yourself. You shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against any of your people. But you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord." So ends the reading. Now, from Matthew's gospel, we hear what could be called the play-by-play of the final inning in a contest between Jesus and some established religious leaders who were hoping to discredit this upstart troublemaker. First up to bat were the Pharisees and Herodians, together two priestly groups not known for their mutual regard. They asked Jesus a stumper about taxes, but he sat them down. So in a passage which the lectionary skips this time, the Sadducees stepped up to the plate with a question about resurrection. Now we know they were up to no good because they didn't care. The Sadducees didn't believe in resurrection. And so they were sad, you see. Sorry, Pastor Joke. They just wanted to trip Jesus up to show that the whole idea of resurrection was ridiculous. And so to trick Jesus into making another of those radical statements that people found so threatening. But they couldn't beat Jesus. Again, a swing and a miss. So in today's verses, the Pharisees send up a heavy hitter, a lawyer no less, an expert on the law of Moses, to ask, "Teacher, which commandment is the greatest?" Listen again for God's word to us today from Matthew chapter 22, verses 34 to 46. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together. And one of them, a lawyer, asked Jesus a question to test him. "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" Jesus said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Now, while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them this question. What do you think of the Messiah? Whose son is he? They said to him, the son of David. Jesus said to them, how is it then that David by the Spirit calls him Lord, saying, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet. If David thus calls him Lord, how can he be his son? No one was able to give Jesus an answer, nor from that day did anyone dare to ask him any more questions. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.